USA Radio News with Wendy King.
They're now trying the first randomized placebo-controlled trial of the IV drug remdesivir. The nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, calls the early findings good news.
What it has proven is that a drug can block this virus.
He says when compared to a placebo, the drug shortened hospitalized patient recovery time from 15 to 11 days.
The data shows that remdesivir has a clear-cut, significant, positive effect.
Fauci says the drug will become part of the standard of care for coronavirus. With almost 1,034,000 confirmed cases of the virus in the U.S., President Trump says he'll not extend the federal government social distancing guidelines that expire on Thursday.
They'll be fading out because now the governors are doing...
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I haven't got a cold in 2.5 years. My wife can't argue with my track record because she's seen me not get sick. My daughter got sick over Christmas. My wife got it about 3 days after she left. I went through both of them, didn't get sick. I tell people I like to think my immune system is armored up and I'm able to repel these simple, stupid colds. And if it isn't that, then what is it? Because I'd get at least a couple colds a year. And what has changed in the last 2.5 years? The only thing I can think of is I'm taking my fruits and vegetables, you know, the balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
A few states are starting to slowly open up their economy. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Where more than 60,000 people have been tested for the coronavirus. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves updates us on the situation down in Mississippi.
Well, we're making progress in Mississippi. Thanks to the president's leadership, we are beginning to reopen our economy. We didn't close down like many other states did, but we are very intelligently moving forward based upon data to reopen our economy. You know, we believe in our state that we understand that we have a public health crisis. We're going to have approximately 239 fatalities from this virus that is going to be announced later this morning. But in addition to that, we have 150,000 Mississippians that are out of work, that have lost their jobs over the last 4 to 5 weeks. So we have not only a public health crisis, but an economic crisis in our state as well. And we have got to get our economy moving again.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Dogs are being trained to sniff out the coronavirus at universities in Pennsylvania and in the UK in what experts say could revolutionize screening for the illness. The life-saving dogs will be used to screen people at airports, businesses, and hospitals to prevent the pathogen from spreading. According to researchers at the University of Pennsylvania and the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, the canines can identify malaria infections in humans, and now they hope to train and deploy 6 coronavirus-sniffing dogs to airports in the United Kingdom. At the University of Pennsylvania, 8 Labrador retrievers started their training this month, learning to identify an odor which is related to COVID-19. The government has released proof that the economy is taking a hit due to COVID-19. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
It's the first negative GDP number in 6 years, GDP being the broadest measure of the performance of the U.S. economy, and it shrank by more than analysts had predicted during the year's first quarter. The Commerce Department reporting that it shrank by 4.8% as the coronavirus pandemic started biting deep into the economy. Experts had forecast a 3.5% decline. President Trump, though, staying optimistic.
There's a tremendous feeling of optimism in this country. I can only say that.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.